All right, great. So how did this event Resurgence come together?
It came together actually sort of, give me one sec. It was just a lot of planning, a lot of waiting, just trying to get a date at venues. Kind of tricky sometimes, especially around the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
So it came together basically as soon as it possibly could. It wasn't something that we were choosy about the date. We do have a great venue, which is Laboom, and that's our debut there, so we're pretty excited about that.
All right, so what is it like to have Rude Boy Riley facing off against a former Ring of Honor champion, a former TNA champion like Davey Richards?
Yeah, when I first got wind of the fact that we were going to have Richards coming in, I honestly couldn't believe it, because this is our first show back our first show since August, which was actually a joint show with Warriors and Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And then our show in July was our one-year anniversary. That was the last solo Tier 1 show. So for us to come back after a few months hiatus and have Davey Richards headlining is pretty incredible. We're all really excited about it.
So he was dealing with injuries for quite some time. You guys posted some video on your Facebook page of him training. What's his current status? How excited is he to be a part of the Tier 1 brand?
Oh, very. I mean, he is, everyone knows what kind of, work ethic Davey Richards has. So if he wasn't 100% up to it, he wouldn't be doing it. And especially with 2017 being his last year as an active competitor, he's going to want to, kick off or end this year on the high note. So maybe that'll be with the Tier 1 championship run as a way to know.
All right, so for people that haven't been to Laboom, what makes it a unique venue? You said before that it was a cool venue.
Yeah, I mean, so the for where it is, when you're outside of Laboom, it's tough to realize what you're going to walk into, but it looks like a miniature version of being at a big stadium. So they've got, the Tron hanging from the middle. They've got screens everywhere. Just kind of the layout, it just looks like a mini, it almost kind of reminds me of the Luke Underground, I'm not sure what they call it, but it has that vibe of an underground fight club-y type of thing with, very professional looking,
All right, so away from that main event, why else should someone check out this event? Why should someone come to see Resurgence?
Resurgence is aptly named, because this is a side of Tier 1 that people haven't seen before. We are bringing in a lot of new people, a lot of people that are very popular on the independent scene that you haven't seen in Tier 1 before. Desmond Xavier being one of them, his tag team partner, Zachary Wentz, who together make up Scarlet and Brave. Those two guys are killing it right now on the indie scene.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got Cauliflower Brown coming from down south, which he's just incredibly funny and a great competitor. So just exciting new names that are coming in. And, of course, obviously, Davey Richards, but just new matches, sort of like a fresh start for the brand.
Mm-hmm.
We still obviously have Rube O'Reilly. We have our tag team champions, the Cup Kings. So we have some of those guys that we've sort of built up, but as far as bringing in some of the top independent names, this is going to be a show that really, we've outdone ourselves, I think.
All right, so let's run down the card from top to bottom, if you can. Can you just run us through the matches that have been announced so far?
Definitely. So far, we've got Zachary Wentz, who actually just won the Rockstar Pro World Championship.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be facing off for the first time ever against Caleb Conley. We've got Colossal Mike Law versus Cauliflower Chase Brown. What else? Then we have the triple threat match, which is Sonny Kiss, Desmond Xavier, and Anthony Bowens, which are three incredible talents that have never been in the ring at the same time before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of we were calling that the big wild card of the night,
mm-hmm.
because the winner of that match will actually advance into the main event, and makes the main event a triple threat match. So it's going to be like a really, the whole title picture could either, with Riley being as talented as he is, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see him come out with the title still around his waist. But out of the other four options for people that could walk out with the Tier 1 World Championship, it's just completely up in the air.
Okay, so you've got those matches, and then you've got the main event. Are there any other matches that are going to be announced?
Well, we're definitely going to see the Cutthroat Kings defending the Tier 1 Tag Team Championship, but right now we haven't quite revealed how that's going to go down, so that's definitely something to look out for, because they're going to have to put those titles on the line for sure.
I gotcha. Rude Boy Riley has kind of been like the toast of the, you know, the independent scene on the East Coast. He's gone abroad, he's wrestled in Paragon, he's been all over the place. For people that haven't seen him perform yet, if they're coming out to Laboom on December 11th, what should they expect? Who does he remind you of? What makes him special?
My thing, me personally, I'm not a fan of when people say someone is the next ..
Mm-hmm.
Because I think everyone should strive to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
The first, you know, Rube O'Reilly in this case.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's who he is. He's somebody that's come up from, as you know, like at one point as a referee, came all the way from that to being as traveled as he is, as they mentioned. Like, he just went overseas for a tour in the UK. He does Paragon. He's flying literally clear across the country, up and down those roads. I've actually, on a number of occasions, referred to him as the traveling time bomb because he's just, any second now, this guy's going to blow up in a much bigger way than he already is. So Riley is all heart, all passion. He takes everything that he does very seriously, and he's not somebody who's ever going to just be complacent. There's always like a next step for him. So to have him as the leader of our brand right now is just something that we're very proud of. All
right, so let's talk a little bit about the Cutthroat Kings, even though you said you couldn't announce who their opponents are going to be. Let's just talk about the charisma of Joey Ace and the unpredictability of Logan Black, and just like that three-man team, how special they are and how different they are.
Yeah, it's crazy because the Kings were a thorn in Tier 1 management's side. Initially, they were coming in as, if you want to call them invaders, they weren't actually scheduled to be appearing on these shows, but mm-hmm. we had them coming in, causing a ruckus, coming through the fans, and it's something that kind of grew organically, and they sort of found their way into being tag team champions of all things, with the first ever Tier 1 tag team champions. Like you said, Joey Ace does have a lot of charisma, but, I mean, Joey Ace, Logan Black being the bruiser that he is, Connor Claxton, of course, everyone knows him for, you know, being a CZW standout, so he's
mm-hmm.
definitely one of these hardcore guys who can definitely out-wrestle a lot of guys out there. So
yes, very underrated technically. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I said he's very underrated technically, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, but the thing is, that's the case with a lot of these guys that are sort of written off as hardcore guys or, you know, brawlers or whatever the term you want to use is.
Mm-hmm.
The Cutthroat Kings may be these, I guess, with a street mentality, they may be thugs, they may brawl, they may do hardcore matches, but at the end of the day, they're all extremely talented, and that's undeniable. Like, Tier 1 has never tried to deny that, and now they have a symbol of that talent, which is the Tag Team Championship. Now it's just a matter of seeing if they can hold off of them.
Also, you got a guy like Sonny Kiss who's starting to get some exposure on Ring of Honor. What is it like to have him be a part of the brand? And for people that haven't seen Sonny Kiss, who is Sonny Kiss?
Sonny is extremely difficult to even begin to
yeah.
summarize.
Uh-huh.
Because first of all, I think Sonny is great. As a human being, as a talent in every way, I'm a huge fan of Sonny Kiss, and anytime I see him on a card, it just brings a smile to my face, because everyone at that event is going to be treated to something that A, they've probably never seen before,
mm-hmm.
and B, that's probably going to blow them away in one way or another. So, for him to get this opportunity to be in a triple threat match with Desmond Xavier, a guy who's getting so much buzz right now, and also Anthony Bowens, a former WrestlePro champion, is just, it's a huge opportunity for him, but he absolutely deserves it. This is not a scenario where Sonny's in over his head at all. It's just a matter of he's climbing the ranks, and more people are going to see what he's really capable of. And I think, honestly, the sky's the limit for him because, again, like Riley, Sonny works extremely hard. He takes his craft very seriously. And there's always something else. There's always another step for him to take. So that's exactly what it's going to be at Resurgence when he enters that triple threat match.